AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hey everyone, Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to kicking screen addiction to the curb. If you're nodding along right now, feeling that familiar tug towards your phone every few minutes, then you've come to the right place. Today we're diving deep into a topic that hits us all: how our phones are wreaking havoc on our productivity and focus. Ever feel like your brain is constantly buzzing with notifications, making it impossible to concentrate on, well, anything else? You know that feeling when you finally sit down to work, but then find yourself scrolling through endless cat videos instead? Yeah, we've all been there. But trust me, breaking free from this cycle is totally possible. First things first, let's talk about the science behind this whole phone addiction thing. Our brains are wired for instant gratification, and those little pings, likes, and notifications trigger dopamine, the feel-good hormone. This creates a vicious cycle where we crave that dopamine hit more and more, leading to shorter attention spans and struggling to focus on tasks that don't offer instant rewards. Think about it this way. You're trying to write a killer report, but every few minutes your phone whispers sweet nothings in the form of social media updates or emails. It's like trying to have a serious conversation while someone keeps throwing popcorn in your face. So, what can we do about it? Here are 5 key takeaways to reclaim your focus and boost your productivity. 1. Become a notification ninja. Those constant notifications are the ultimate productivity saboteurs. Treat them like the annoying party guests who won't leave silence them. Seriously, turn off unnecessary notifications, or even better, put your phone on do not disturb mode when you need to focus. 2. Create phone-free zones. Designate certain areas in your home or workspace as phone-free zones. Maybe it's your bedroom, your desk, or even just a specific hour of the day. This helps create boundaries and reminds your brain that there are times for phone usage and times for focused work. 3. Embrace boredom. Remember those good old days before smartphones when you actually had to entertain yourself? Yeah, boredom isn't your enemy, it's your creativity's secret weapon. Allow yourself to get bored occasionally. It might seem counterintuitive, but sometimes boredom sparks the most innovative ideas. 4. Schedule screen time. This is a game changer. Instead of mindlessly scrolling for hours, allocate specific time slots for checking your phone or social media. Think of it like scheduling a meeting with yourself. You wouldn't miss a real meeting, right? Treat your screen time appointments with the same level of importance. 5. Find your focus tribe. Surround yourself with people who support your goals and help you stay accountable. Join online communities or find a friend who also wants to curb their screen addiction. Sharing your struggles and successes can make all the difference. Let me tell you about a time when this stuff really hit home for me. I was working on a major project, one of those deadlines that loomed over my head like a grumpy storm cloud. I had everything laid out, ready to go, until I saw a notification pop up on my phone. New video from your favorite YouTuber. Well, you know how it goes. 5 minutes turned into 30, and then suddenly I realized the project was staring back at me, mockingly unfinished. Talk about feeling defeated. That's when I decided enough was enough. I started implementing these strategies, turning off notifications, scheduling specific phone breaks, and finding my focus tribe online. The difference was amazing. My focus improved dramatically, and I actually felt more relaxed and in control of my time. It wasn't easy at first, but the rewards were totally worth it. Listen, conquering screen addiction isn't about becoming a hermit or abandoning technology altogether. It's about finding balance, being intentional with your phone usage, and reclaiming your focus so you can live a more fulfilling and productive life. Remember those 5 key takeaways: silence those notifications, create phone-free zones, embrace boredom, schedule your screen time, and find your focus tribe. So go out there, put down the phone or at least take a break from it, and crush those goals. Until next time, keep slaying your digital dragons, and remember, you're in control.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.